Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Verma subbing, and wow, what an interview. If you missed the first hour, you're going to want to go to Infowars.com after the fourth hour today and check out the refeed, because we just had a blockbuster interview with Tommy Chong. And what an interview indeed. I was just so stoked to have him on. He talked about 9/11, his doubts about the official version. He also talked about his relationship with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Really a blockbuster interview. I'm just honored that Alex let me take that interview. And I just want to remind everybody that Alex has a new film coming out. It's unlike any other film by Alex Jones. It's done cinema verite style. He does not do the voiceover. It features interviews with Willie Nelson, Rosie O'Donnell, Jesse Ventura, George Carlin, Martin Sheen, as well as confrontations with political figures Bill and Hillary Clinton, David Rockefeller, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Gary Hart, Barack Obama. I always call him Obama Barack. I don't know why. And even John McCain. So I want you to go down to the Alamo Draft House on May 17th at 4 p.m. or Sunday, May 18th at 7 p.m. and check that out. If you don't check it out at one of the pre-screenings, you're not probably going to be able to get it until, I would say, mid-June, early July. It'll be out maybe on PrisonPlanet.tv for subscribers and available on DVD. Switching gears, I've got Jack McLam on the line of Police and Military Against the New World Order. And I've seen Jack several times on a few different documentary videos. I think the first time I saw him was on Anthony Hilder's Illuminati. Are you with me, Jack?
I'm here, brother.
How are you today? Yeah, it's good to have you on. It's good to have you on.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And, of course, you run jackmclam.com, and you've been at this for quite some time, haven't you?
28 and a half years now.
What was it that really woke you up and you found your calling in this police and military against the New World Order?
Well, I was, after the Vietnam War, I had gone into business and was out in Santa Monica, California, and a Hollywood producer gave me a copy of a book. And that book was by W. Cleon Skousen. And I'm trying to think what the name of it was. It's been a long year.
I guess so. It's been almost 30 years.
That's the late 60s mm-hmm. when he gave me this book.
And basically it was after the reading of this book that you started to turn in your head?
Well, yes. I tried to give it to two very big, powerful men who ran the Amway Corporation, who quoted and said all the time that they were American patriots. And so I tried to give this book to them, and they shunned me. They just shunned me and ran away from me, and I knew them. I knew these two guys that ran Amway Corporation. And then I found out that they were part of the globalist movement, you know, and that's why they told me to take it back to the Hollywood producer and give it back to him. Don't give it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Because it laid out the international criminal conspiracy to put us under this Antichrist world government system. And these two Amway top dogs were supposed to be Christians and patriots, and the way they treated me, I was real suspicious, and I looked up more about them and found out that they're part of the CFR and other organizations setting up this Antichrist world government system. So it really shocked me, but it helped wake me up. And then when I moved out to Phoenix, Arizona to become a law enforcement officer and went into the police academies there at 32 years of age with 20 and 21-year-olds, I was very knowledgeable, much, much more knowledgeable about life than these young people. Some of them still living at home with their mommies and daddies.
All right, Jack, hold that thought. We're going to be back after this. It is the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's spyville.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we are back. It is The Alex Jones Show. I just want to remind everybody, you can grab American Drug War, the film featuring Tommy Chong, with even a Tommy Chong extra at the end of it. Over at InfoWars.com, we've got other great titles, such as Washington, You're Fired, of course, Loose Change, Final Cut, and Alex Jones' latest Endgame. And soon enough, there's a new title to the mix. It's going to be the 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising. Remember, May 17th, May 18th, you can see that a pre-screening over at the Alamo Draft House. Alex himself will be there. We're talking to Jack McLam, and we're discussing how, you know, at first you came across this information. You tried to bring it to two very powerful people who you thought were Christians. In fact, they were part of the ruling class, if you will, part of the CFR. Then you moved on to the Arizona Police Department, where you were a little bit older than everybody else. Jack, you there? Did we drop Jack?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, it made a tremendous difference that I was 32 and these 20, 21-year-old skulls full of mush were in there, and everything they were told they believed by our superiors, but I realized that they were being lied to over and over again. By the way, the name of that book was The Naked Capitalist by W. Cleon Skousen. And it was Rich DeVos and Jay Van Andel, the two top dogs that formed Amway, that are globalists, hardcore globalists. And that's why Amway did so well all over the world and moved so quickly. But anyway, back to the academy. When I went in the police academy at 32 years of age, I heard our superiors come in all the time. And once again, it was important that I was in business after the Vietnam War because I learned how to sell people, you know, sell people products. And I thought, well, a good relationship with the community, caring and being concerned and being a part of the community as a police officer would be very important to law enforcement work. Well, when I was in the police academy, I heard things over and over again like, you're no longer citizens, you're an entity of government promoted above the citizens to better supervise them for their own good. And these young skulls full of mush, 20, 21-year-olds, just grinned and loved it to hear that they were promoted above the citizens, were given guns and nightsticks and everything, and they're going to be supervising the public, not serving them. And then they'd come in and say, you can't trust the citizens out there to ever come to your aid. You can only trust fellow police officers. And over again, every few days, these superiors would come in and train these young people. And what I saw happening, my friend, was they were psychologically dividing the police officers from the public. They were bridging or broadening the gap between citizen and law enforcement officer. And I didn't understand why until at the end of our 16 weeks in the regional police academy, they came in and said, now, one day you're going to be asked to do things you won't want to do and you won't like to do, but if you don't do these things, society will collapse. And so it was an all 16 weeks of brainwashing of these young people. Well, it didn't take on me very well because I knew that the things, many of the things we were being told were lies because I had life's experience that these young people didn't. And so that's why they don't like old cops.
Well, I mean, they're trying to brainwash you into thinking, into separating you from civilians the same way they do in the military, where
right.
they bring these guys through basic training and they say, hey, you're part of this elite unit. You have more power. And, yeah, like you said, the younger minds often take to that philosophy, and they really don't see other people outside of their uniform as human beings anymore.
No, it's really a separation between the two. And now that they're militarizing the police and setting up these Blackwater agencies, even here in Idaho they're trying to set one up, to send our police officers to learn to kill and maim and act like animals. I shouldn't use the term animal because animals don't even act like that, but monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very serious today. I spend 12 hours a day, and much of that time I'm communicating on the web with police officers and soldiers, and our job here is to educate our police and soldiers for the last 28 years as volunteers here. And I see the change in the attitude of the police and the military towards the public today. But one great thing is happening, brother, is that our soldiers are really getting angry over there in Iraq and Afghanistan as their family writes to them, as they allegedly are over there to bring democracy to those countries, and their families telling them how many freedoms are being taken away from us here at home. And so the soldiers are reacting horribly to the fact that there's a big con job going on. They're over there bringing democracy, allegedly. Actually, they're not. They're taking over those lands and the oil, but for the international criminal elite. But they don't. Many of them don't realize that, but they are very upset that we're losing our freedoms here at home, as they're supposedly bringing freedom to the people in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, I think that's why they've set up things like Blackwater and CACI forces, is because in order to squelch down on the public here in America, you need these privatized forces that don't have the ties at home, whereas a U.S. soldier might find a problem sweeping a U.S. home, somebody from Mexico or, you know, a prisoner, really, because they like to recruit them too, isn't going to have that same problem. And then you have Halliburton, a private corporation building FEMA camps in this country, then Halliburton leaves the country and goes to Dubai. Well, if martial law is ever declared in this country, Halliburton's simply going to use these CACI forces, these Blackwater forces, to round people up and put them in these camps.
That's
and it's
right.
going to be awfully hard for us to rise up against Halliburton if they're not even in the country, Jack.
That's right, brother. That's right. And that's why the Bush family bought 2 million acres down in South America. All of these big international criminal elites are buying property out of this country so that they can get out of here when they put us under martial law, because they don't want us to rise up and come after them. So they're all buying outside this country right as we speak right now. And the same with Halliburton, getting the heck out of here. That's, of course, old Cheney's still his business today, although he lies and says it's not, that he's not connected to it, but he is. He makes multi-millions a year off Halliburton.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the Carlyle Group, Cheney, Bush, and Osama bin Laden are business partners in the Carlyle Group, and they're going around buying up all the American ammunition companies right now that make ammunition here for America to make sure that Americans can't get any.
Well, I feel like the public got a little too hip to the Carlyle Group because they just announced its bankruptcy about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
but we all
sure.
know what that. Yeah, exactly. But we all know what that is. The leaders of that corporation are getting out and they're putting it under a different name. You know, those guys aren't going broke, let's be honest. They're
That's
just
right.
upset that it's gotten as much public attention as it has. I think they were pretty uncomfortable when even Michael Moore talked about it in
sure.
Fahrenheit 9/11. I want to get into some of the police state news just in on May 2nd. I don't know if you've heard this yet, but IBM has now joined Lockheed Martin's team for the FBI's next generation of identification. And it's all about biometrics, and it's all about facial recognition capabilities. And instead of just thumbprints, we're now going to have palm prints, Jack. Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's wonderful. Just wonderful.
Well, a lot of people don't know that IBM actually created the first tabulation machines, which were the first computers, for the Nazis so that they could, you know, do their roundup in Germany.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
I mean, that's how they catalog people, folks. They use tabulation machines. That's how they mobilized their concentration camps, their work camps, their death camps. And if you don't think that's coming here, why is it that IBM's joining Lockheed Martin, this super military industrial complex unit, in order to provide the next generation of identification? It makes me
that's
sick.
Right. Let me tell you something that not many people know, too, that it was the secret, super secret organizations, government organizations, that promoted in America this tremendous rush to go out and get yourself tattooed. Because when I was with the Phoenix Police Department, I was the intelligence officer for the Phoenix Police Department, I realized working with the FBI and other agencies that we loved to see people go out and get tattoos. Because every time that person is stopped, the officer writes it down, takes a picture of the tattoo, and sends it in for their case file.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just a private citizen on a traffic stop, they love you to get tattoos. And so the government secretly went out and started promoting all the young people getting tattoos, and so they can record them, and it's easy to see. Now, fingerprints take a few minutes, you know, a little while to send to the computer and so forth, but your tattoos are really an identification mark for individuals.
And that's 100% true. I've been incarcerated before, and I've been processed, and one of the first questions they ask you is, do you have any birthmarks or tattoos? So if you don't
right.
have a birthmark, you know, and I actually have one on my arm that's pretty visible that they must love, but, you know, then they're like, well, what tattoos do you have? And then you write down what tattoos, or they search you, and like, oh, you didn't put that one down. And that is a lot easier identification than having to run somebody's fingerprint, because, you know, obviously you have to run that through a database, whereas if somebody gives you a name, you can immediately pull up that name and see what tattoos they have, check the tattoos on them, and it's either that person or it isn't.
That's right.
So, you know, they've been subversive for years now. You know, obviously they try to promote things that are going to help them in pop culture, and tattoos are definitely one of them. There's no real way to get rid of an armful of tattoos. I mean, you can sit there with a laser surgery for years on end, but it's still going to have marks.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, if you take it off, then it leaves a mark, and they know that was a tattoo there at one time.
All right. We're going to be back with Jack McLam of jackmclam.com. It is the Alex Jones Show. Remember, over at Infowars.com, we're going to have the refeed. You're going to get to hear that Tommy Chong interview one more time. We'll be back after this.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice. All nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
All right, we are back on the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma, subbing in for my final day. In the final hour, we're actually going to be re-airing the Willie Nelson interview, and if you missed any of the first hour, boy, did you miss out. Okay, Tommy Chong was with us for an entire hour, talked about the drug war, talked about 9/11. You can hear the refeed only at Infowars.com after the fourth hour. That should be pretty big. I'm sure it's going to be YouTube posting and some stories over at Infowars and Prison Planet. I want to remind everybody that they can get a copy of American Drug War, The Last White Hope, over at Infowars.com. But if you happen to live in the Glendale area of California, there is going to be a screening of that film in a theater. You see it on the big screen with filmmaker Kevin Booth. That's on May 9th at 7 p.m., and it is the First Lutheran Church of Glendale. Again, Glendale Californians can see that for only a $10 donation, and you get to meet Kevin Booth, who is an excellent filmmaker. Aaron Dykes came in a little while ago, and he said he had just watched it last night, and it was boss, and he wanted to give kudos to Kevin. Like I said, I watched it back in December. It's an excellent film. If you haven't seen it, if you don't know how this scam is working, how they're shipping in the drugs, how they use dupes, how they actually make the profits on the cocaine and the heroin, you need to see American Drug War, The Last White Hope. All right, back to our guest, Jack McLam. We're talking about, you know, the police state, overseas, the whole deal. Where do you see us going, Jack, in the next 6 months to a year? Do you see, you know, an invasion of Iran? Do you see that happening after the Bush administration is out? Obviously, we know that there isn't going to be much of a difference between the Bush administration, the McCain administration, the Clinton administration, Clinton II, I should say, or the Obama administration. They're all owned by the same same interests, aren't they?
They certainly are. They're totally owned and puppets, just like Boy George Bush is. Mm-hmm. Cheney's really our president, mm-hmm. but because he gives the marching orders to Boy George Bush, and he dances around and acts like a good little Christian boy. And but Cheney works, and so does Bush, actually, under the CFR. The neocon Trotskyites control the White House, the military, and we've heard this from many, many great American patriotic Jewish brothers and sisters in the military, that the neocon Trotskyites control the military today, and we are going to war with Iran unless God stops it, because you and I can't do it. We can't stop it. But they've now sent the nuclear subs over there, U.S. nuclear subs, and just sent a third force, flat top over to there, attack force. And they're really revving it up to go to war with Iran. And the sad thing about it is we've heard from our intel people here at our two police and military associations that they've pointed out 10,000 targets in Iran that they're going to bomb. 10,000 targets. Now, the reason for doing this is that they made a mistake in Iraq, and they didn't kill enough of the citizens, and the citizens are rising up today because we've killed 1,200,000 men, women, and children over there, and the citizens are the ones that are really the fighters.
The Al-Qaeda, right? The Al-Qaeda insurgents.
Yeah.
But everybody's labeled Al-Qaeda.
Yeah,
whether you're just a person in a hut trying to defend your village, or you're an actual terrorist, you're Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, but the intel people tell us that they hope to kill 50 million Iranians out of the 72 million Iranians that are over there, so that they will not have this citizen standing up to fight our forces in Iran. So 50 million is on the target to kill with this 10,000 targets that they've designated there. And these are not just nuclear reactors. I mean, 10,000 targets, they're going to clean out the whole country. And that's the purpose. They want to turn it over to the neocon Trotskyites and make this the place where they set up their world government out of Iraq.
It really is the final Babylon. Yeah, it's the
Iraq
really final puzzle piece of all of Eurasia, isn't it, Jack? I mean, if they get Iran, they already have Afghanistan and Iraq, and they're buddy-buddy with Saudi Arabia. They can truly transform that whole region into whatever they like. I want to talk about this on the other side. We're also going to be taking your phone calls. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
We begin this story by saying, once upon a time, a nation was born. Whoa. Let's start that story again by saying, once upon a day, a nation was born. On that day, one of the men who signed the birthing document, Samuel Adams, said, quote, "We have this day restored the sovereign to whom alone men ought to be obedient. He reigns in heaven, and from the rising to the setting sun may his kingdom come," end quote. One history book said of that day, and I quote, "As the news of the declaration spread abroad in the newborn nation, Americans everywhere were delirious. Samuel Adams wrote, 'The people, I am told, recognize the resolution as though it were a decree promulgated from heaven,'" end quote. What's untold is an ancient prophecy telling of a nation that would indeed be born in a day. And what is really untold is that that exact day of birth was calculated and given 2,520 years prior to the birthday. Want to know the prophecy and the calculation of that exact birth day? July 7th, 1776? Go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. This truth is not told anywhere else and is only posted there but for about 48 hours.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. My little website is loosechange911.com. You can get a copy of Loose Change Final Cut right there. Make a bunch of copies. Hand them out. You can also get it at Alex Jones' site, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. He also has Loose Change, the Final Cut.com. We're talking to Jack McLam of Police and Military Against the New World Order, JackMcLam.com. And, Jack, you were just discussing how they want Iraq to be their new Babylon.
And that's what it is. They're building, our soldiers are telling us here at our two police and military associations that they're building 21 buildings there in the green zone that they're saying is an embassy. Now, I grew up in Washington, D.C., and been in a number of embassies. It's one building. And so what they're building here, according to our soldiers, is the military headquarters for taking over the whole Middle East and running this world government system out of Babylon, Iraq. And if you read the Holy Scriptures, it says that the Middle East is where the world government will be operated from. And so they're setting up this Antichrist system right there in Iraq, Babylon, to control the whole Middle East and to set up this, and by the way, Saudi Arabia's next. After we take over Iran, I've been told by sources that Saudi Arabia's next, so they think they're our buddies, but no, they're going to get bombed into the Stone Age, and our military's going to die over there too for these international criminals. that want to take over the whole Middle East.
Well, I always felt that that's what they were set up for. That's why they said 15 of the 19 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia, because
right.
they knew
yeah.
they were going to be able to fool the American people into going into Afghanistan. After all, that was where bin Laden was, the main guy. And they were going to be
yeah.
able to fool people into Iraq, because they had been demonized over the last decade or so, really 2 decades almost, with Operation Desert Storm and all that in the early 90s. And I always felt after we had the landmass of Afghanistan, Iran, and Iraq, we would have a landmass almost as large as Saudi Arabia, and we can use that as a launching base to invade that nation as well.
Sure, yes, and that's what it's all about. It's all happening in the Middle East. That's why we ought to be very concerned about, especially Christians out there, funding this Antichrist system that's being set up. And so many Christians are saying, yeah, yeah, go get them, they're a threat to Israel, go destroy all these Arab nations. But really, folks, listen to me, I'm a born-again Christian, but I've read the Bible myself. I haven't just listened to my government preacher tell me about what's in it. But we're helping set up the Antichrist world government system by going to war and taking over these nations for these Antichrist international criminal elite in this country. So shame on you, Christians, for funding and pushing these wars in the Middle East.
Well, the majority of Christians in this country still believe that George Bush is a man of Jesus Christ, when in fact he goes when he goes to the Bohemian Grove in Sonoma, California for 2 weeks out of the year to kick off the whole ceremony with the cremation of care, where they all dress up like pagans and have little hoods and do, you know, Babylonian rituals, really, like this hour-long ritual of a mock sacrifice in front of an owl god named Molech, a Canaanite deity where people used to sacrifice their children to. Very Christian indeed, Jack. Let's take some callers.
Skull and Bone Society is known as a satanic organization, and Bush won't leave it because he's a Satanist.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no question about that whatsoever. He also loves handsome little boys. And in the White House, there's remember that guy that checked in 250 times who was a...
talking about Jeff Gannon, right? James Gethard?
Yes,
oh,
Gannon,
of course, the military prostitute.
Times. And I've got a picture here of Bush hugging him and kissing him on the head.
Yeah, he kisses his bald head, because that's what I do to grown men that are supposed to be the press while I'm the president.
That's right.
Yeah,
and
you know.
They're homosexual sodomites, and he had a website that they finally took down because it was embarrassing George Bush Jr. Jeff Gannon had this website of him naked walking around on there.
MilitaryStuds.com. MilitaryStuds.com. Yeah, he was the madam. It's really all very Christian, Jack. All right, let's take some callers. We have Joe Bannister, the former IRS agent, on the line. Joe, are you with us?
Hey, Jason. How are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
Doing fine. I was listening to the show, and I heard that you had Jack on, and I just wanted to... Jack was one of the people that, you know, helped enlighten me. You probably still have it, Jack, the Vampire Killer 2000 book. I think.
Oh, yes, we sure do. Yeah, Brother Joe, it's so good to hear your voice. Listen, I'd love to get you on my radio program sometime.
I'd love to be on, but I just wanted to say, you know, just as one living example, you know, of somebody while I was still working for the IRS, I mean, some of the materials that I was given was Jack's materials, and, you know, it helped me understand and grasp how I was this little cog in this wheel of tyranny. And you know, I know that the people who have never heard Jack speak, or maybe are new to, you know, Jason and all his work with 9/11, I mean, they just think, well, you people are all a bunch of kooks. I mean, you know, our government can be trusted, and what are you talking about? And you just find out how you're helping this system to advance. And it's, you know, evil and tyrannical, and you're basically helping to, as I think one of the founding fathers said, helping to rivet the chains on the necks of your fellow Americans.
Well, the bottom line is that Americans really have had it too good for too long on the outset. They don't see this tyranny because it's not in their face every single day. It's starting to get there. I mean, the $4.50 a gallon gas, the fact that we have troops over in the Middle East dying all the time. But it's still on such a level that they're codified into this, you know, mall culture where the TV is going to tell me what to do. I'm going to follow the TV. I'm going to go to the mall. I'm going to have my car payments. I'm going to send my kids to college, and everything's great. You know, the government isn't that bad.
Right, yes.
And the other thing is that people also feel like they can't make a difference. Well, Joe, you're one of those people out there that has made a difference.
Uh-huh. Well, and I just, you know, the whatever difference, little difference I've made, it was just being on the shoulders of, like, you know, Jack saying that he's been at this for 28-plus years, and, you know, the work that you've done, Jason. And, you know, we really all just take a little bit from those that come before us and continue the battle. And it's the people that aren't getting in there and helping to row the boat. You know, we need to get them on board as well so we can, gain some speed.
I'm with you, Joe. I thank you so much for the call. If you want to see
Joe.
Joe,
thank you, brother. You're a great American hero, Joe. I'm just proud to serve with you.
He is a great American hero, and he's featured in America, Freedom to Fascism, one of the best tools that we have out there to wake people up, not only to the fraud of the Federal Reserve System, but the coming Real ID Act and the chipping. You know, I mean, Verichip is real. It's the size of a grain of rice. It was approved for humans by the FDA in 2004, while Tommy Thompson was the head of Health and Human Services in this country. He also happens to be on the board of Verichip. Went on TV, said he was going to take a chip. When I confronted him last summer, he said, oh, I didn't take any chips yet, but it's the greatest thing since ever. It's the best thing since breakfast. You know, we can use it for the military for inventory, is what he told me. And
right.
I sat there and I'm like, inventory? What are you talking about? If you want to put inventory on, say, a bomb or a weapon, you can easily put an RFID tag on the outset, something that's scannable. You don't need a chip for that. He's talking about soldiers, Jack, their inventory.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. Our government is very, very scared. This neocon Trotskyite-controlled government of ours are very scared of special forces and our military. That's why they just passed that bill to disarm our military, 200,000 that have PTSD and everything. But also, they're putting these chips in our special forces out there. And what we've heard through very deep intel sources is these chips they're putting in special forces have an explosive chip part in that chip that puts poison into the system and kills that special forces officer if he joins in with the Patriots and tries to save America. So if any of these special forces guys think it's really neat to have that chip, because if you get lost behind enemy lines, they can find you easy. But secretly in that chip, there's an explosive device that poisons you, and you die within just a couple minutes after that chip goes off, and they can set off that chip by satellite. So
I think it's also scary that they're chipping regular citizens. I mean, it's one thing to be in the military, to be in special forces, to be kind of like culled and brainwashed into taking it. But right now they're proposing that anybody south of Mexico, the Mexican government wants to do away with passports and chip people to come into this country. And the only person that's reported on it is Lou Dobbs on CNN for 40 seconds one night. So why isn't this a huge issue? This isn't a voluntary chipping. This is a mobility issue. If you want to leave the country, you now have to get chipped. And when we get into this North American Union, Jack, when they finally put it together with the United States, Mexico, and Canada, who's to say you're not going to have a chip to come into this country?
That's right. Absolutely. That's coming, brother. That's certainly coming.
Well, that's one of the biggest things that got me involved in this movement. When I first saw 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, in 2002, when I was doing my initial research into 9/11, and I saw the Jacobs family get on the Today Show and take government chips together and say how it made them feel safer from terror and they didn't mind taking it for this government, I literally got sick to my stomach.
Yes, very true.
It's unbelievable. All right, let's jump to another phone call. Let's go to Ed in Utah. Ed, are you with us?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, Ed?
Pretty good. Jack, it's been a long time since I met you at the Salt Palace back in the days of the Patriot Preparedness Expos.
That's been a while, brother. Good to talk to you again.
It's good to talk to you. I do want to address a couple of things here. One of your fellow patriots up in Idaho, I think you might know Mark Glenn from the American Free Press newspaper.
Yes, right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Mark Glenn wrote something recently. He might have an answer about this Iranian situation that he wrote about in the American Free Press concerning Russia and Putin might be the only bulwark over there against an invasion. Jack, what do you think?
Yes, we've heard this. There are intel people that Putin is really ticked off about this war coming up with America against Iran. And Putin is deeply involved. Russia is deeply involved in Iran in business dealings and so forth. So there's a very good likelihood that we can find ourselves at war with Russia, and not just a cold war either, but a hot war with Russia if we go into Iran. But after all, the international criminal elite want World War III. So if Russia will get involved in a war with us and over Iran, this helps them push for their goal for World War III. What they're trying to do, according to our intel people, is cause the Muslims across the world, 1.3 billion, to stand up and go to war. And that's a lot of soldiers out there. But anyway, they want them to stand up and go to war all across the world so that there'll be blood in the streets all across the world, and the people across the world will cry out for world peace, and they can just shuttle us right under the communist-controlled United Nations system for world peace. And if you remember back during the time that Russia was around, when they would say peace, 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 it meant no opposition to communism. That was peace. So when these guys say world peace, it means no opposition to the Antichrist world government system is what world peace is going to be. But it's going to be the super rich and the super poor, no middle class, just like it was in Russia. And so, yeah, they want World War III. So if Russia will get involved in the war when we go into Iran, they're going to have a big smile on their face because they want to promote this world government system and have the people cry out for peace across the world after enough of their countrymen are killed and go into this world government system.
I couldn't agree with you more. Ed, thank you for the call. I mean, I want people to understand out there, too, this is not really our term for it. The New World Order has been professed throughout centuries now. I mean, we have H.G. Wells writing a book called The New World Order where he states that a lot of good people are going to have to die to bring this in. Hitler spoke of the New World Order. George Bush Sr. spoke of the New World Order by name. Henry Kissinger spoke of the New World Order by name. I have several clips of Bill Clinton. He knows damn well what the New World Order is, and he says he's promoting the New World Order. Tony Blair, former Prime Minister of the UK. Gordon Brown, in front of the CBI, just before he became the Prime Minister of the UK, did like a five-minute speech just on the New World Order, talked about the economics of the New World Order, you know, the policies in the New World Order, where the UK would be in the New World Order. I mean, it was actually the front page of their papers the next day. You know, Brown calls for a New World Order. We've had the Pope call for a New World Order. When are people going to wake up, Jack?
Well, we've learned through our Catholic brothers and sisters in the military that Pope John Paul II was the leader in going across the world, and we have two videotapes, matter of fact, of him talking to witches and snake handlers, telling them that he wants them in his world religion. So it's the Roman Popish system setting up the world religion under the Antichrist, and the communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews in Israel. And here in America, they're called neocons, but they're actually Gentiles that call themselves Jews. Just like in Revelations, God said at this time there would be people calling themselves Jews that were not. And they're setting up the political world government system. At the time, the Catholics, this rat slinger, the new pope, is doing the same thing now that John Paul II was doing. And I have two videos up here. One called Is the Pope Catholic? And the other one, Vatican Rising, that shows Pope John Paul II going around across the world telling snake handlers and the worshipers of Shiva, taking the mark of Shiva in his forehead and telling them they don't need Jesus Christ because they have their own path to heaven, and inviting them into the world religion. So, yes, there is two things going on at once, world politics, world religion, and world politics coming together to control, so that the people that need that aphrodisiac of religion will have their world religion to worship.
Well, I feel like they use three major things to divide and conquer, and that is race, politics, and religion. And like as you said, you know, when you have the Pope, who's supposed to be the head of the Catholics, going around promoting a one-world religion, there is obviously an ulterior motive.
Sure.
Yeah, it's very scary stuff.
It is. It's very sad, too, because I see the top people in the Baptist Church, the Lutheran Church, the Methodist Church, they are globalists, the very top people, and they're working to put us under this world religion, too. And they're having great success at it by telling the ministers in seminaries that misinterpretation of Romans 13, that we must obey everything government tells us to do. Because
I want to
all
talk Romans 13 when we come back in the final segment, Jack. We're going to be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TiboTech.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. I just want to remind everybody to tune in to the InfoWars.com refeed after the program is over, and you can hear my interview in the first hour with Tommy Chong. He discusses not only the American drug war picture, but a.k.a. Tommy Chong, and yes, folks, 9/11. He doesn't buy the official story either, and we need more and more people like this because, unfortunately, in this country, people gravitate towards celebrity and not towards scientists or public officials. So that's why it's important for people like Rosie O'Donnell to come out. It's important for people like Willie Nelson to come out. And it's important for people like Tommy Chong to come out. So please check that out on the other side. Jack, we're talking Romans 13, and I had a guest on discussing it yesterday. And basically what has happened is FEMA has went around the country, sent officials to these local churches, talked to pastors, and put them on a payroll to tell people that Romans 13 should be followed, and that indeed the government is God, and if they come and they round us up, we should go with them. You with me, Jack? Maybe I'll let Jack go.
Almost 30,000 now, brother. You're absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you did a great job with Tommy Chong. I enjoyed that very much here listening before the show. But anyway, yes, over 30,000 pastors now, Christian pastors, have signed on to convince their flock of the lie that Romans 13, when they went to the seminaries since the 1900s, we've had several communists tell us that the seminaries in America were taken over by God's enemies in the early 1900s, and they've taught the ministers, the prospective ministers, to come out and tell the people that all governments of God, so we must obey all government. Well, when you have a totally evil government, it goes against Psalms 94:16. God says, rise up against the evildoers and stand up against the workers of iniquity. And when you sit back and let Satan take over our government as it has today, and sit back and say what the other lie the minister told you is that you're going to be raptured out of here next week, so who cares? Just sit back, keep your head down, don't make the government mad, let Satan take over, and we're leaving here next week. Well, Billy Graham's been saying that for 75 years, and we're still here. And so if you really read the scriptures, you'll find out Jesus Christ himself said the ones that are going to be raptured out are the evil ones. And I could show you where that's at in the Bible. I can't think of the chapter right now in verse. It's Luke somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
But he tells his disciples that the evil ones are going to be raptured out, and the eagles are going to eat their flesh. The dead bodies will be laying out there, and the eagles are going to eat their flesh, right in Luke. And
well,
so
we've
been lied to, and brother, the Christians have totally withdrawn from this battle that God told us to be in, beyond the field of battle against his enemies and occupy until his return.
Well, it's been said for evil to succeed, all it takes is good men to do nothing, and that's what they're encouraging.
That's what we've done.
Exactly, is good men do nothing. And you said 30,000 pastors. I really want people to grasp that. I mean, 30,000 people would be enough, but these pastors are in charge of flocks in the hundreds and thousands. I mean,
yeah,
we're talking up to maybe 3, 4, 5 million people that believe this, that are just going to go along willingly, when these are people that should be fighting by our side against our globalist enemies. You know, these guys are not Christians. I want to reiterate that one more time. They go to Bohemian Grove. It is not a Christian party up there.
That's
Jack,
right.
Thank you so much for spending an hour with me. We're going to have Wayne Madsen on the other side. Remember, it's jackmclam.com, and you can get Alex's pictures over at Infowars.com, including American Drug War. We'll be back after this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.